problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
I'd say happiness is like having a cake. If you had a cake every day, you get sick of that cake. And if you're happy all the time, you get sick of being happy. That's a good saying, actually. Happiness is like a cake. Have too much of it, you get sick of it.
OK, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Will the soundtrack kindly produce a sound? Go on, don't be nervous. Go ahead. Any sound? Well, that isn't quite what I had in mind.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. My name is Will Koontz. So glad to be back with you. Another week. I don't know where the time is going. The year is steadily moving on. It is almost August already, which means that two-thirds of the year is gone. Is that not wild to anybody else? I don't know. I guess they say when you get older, time starts to move faster. And I don't think it's relative, right? I mean, time is relative. But I think it's like the more responsibility, the more things you have to do, there's only so much time to do those things. The kids are going back to school already, which that is weird, though, because when I was going to school, we got off at the beginning of June, and we didn't go back until like the end of August. But now they go back at the beginning of August, which, good. There's no reason to have summer break. I think summer break is dumb. Anyways, there's no reason that school should be on summer break. There's no reason teachers should have off all summer and then complain about making no money. Yeah, you work 10 months out of the year, so you're not going to make as much money. That being said, I have a lot of teacher friends that I always complain. I'm like, well, you know, you kind of brought this on yourself. I guess everybody should be making enough to live, but go get a better job. Go to a private school or something. Go to a charter school. Those seem to be where you'll make some money and actually do some good, as opposed to the public education system, which not only stinks here, but everywhere in the United States. So, welcome to the program. It's nice to talk to you again. I'm tired. It's one of those really busy weeks for me where I have multiple open mics, I have multiple podcasts, and they fall like once a month, I guess, and this is one of those weeks. We're going to start recording tomorrow, which it would already be recorded. See, I have to stop blowing this mystery of radio. You don't know that I'm not talking to you live right now. You have no idea. But I usually record these things almost a week before they air, which is tough for me to come up with fresh content because I don't want to be talking about old stuff, you know, from last week. I got to figure out a way to do that where I can kind of, I'd like to record, because these air Sunday on Radio St. Pete. They come out on podcast Mondays, which I think I'm going to move that to Tuesday as well. Supposedly, that's the best day to release content on the web is Tuesday. So I think maybe this week I'm going to push this back till Tuesday. But like maybe recording Saturday. I don't even know if that's possible though. See, I can't just be like, yeah, I'm going to do a show Saturday because I depend on guests to be here because my life, while exciting, especially lately, is still not exciting enough to fill up 45 minutes of time by just me talking. So I have to just get guests when I can, and I have to do it on, I have to find a way between my schedule and their schedules, and, you know, we make it work somehow. And then we got James Bailey comes in and records his podcast here on the home studio here that I have. Again, you didn't even know it was home. I shouldn't have told you that. Why does it matter? We have a nice studio on top of the Bank of America Pritech building. Top floor penthouse, Radio St. Beach Studio. It's great. I can see everything 360 degrees around the water. I get the overlook of the city. It's really awesome. Now, see, you could have thought that, and I just blew it by saying I record this at home. But I'm not good at lying, so I guess that's a good thing. I just tell the truth, folks. That's all I do. Sometimes it gets me in trouble. But anywho, so yeah, it's been a busy week, and I was able to get, I booked a guest this week last minute because I had so much other things happening going on. So we're going to record this one right before Sly Bar, and then I'm heading out to Sly Bar, and we're going to do comedies there, telling jokes for folks, as I like to say just now. And we do that every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue, who's also a proud sponsor of this podcast, I'm sure. I feel so guilty telling Lauren every month, hey, it's sponsorship dues this month, by the way, on the Sly Bar monies. I feel guilty asking them for more money. But they are good people, and they support the local arts, comedy, poetry. They got a little bit of everything there. So please check out Sly Bar, even if it's not on comedy nights. But I would ask that you come on comedy nights. Those are the really fun nights, in my opinion. Good staff there, good folks. 2061 Central Avenue, slybar.com. I think they're on Twitter as Sly Bar St. Pete. And also, another sponsor is Truvy Salon and Spa. I told Chrissy I could not find her website anywhere. And she's like, just go to truvysalon.com. I was like, yeah, I did. I tried that, Chris. But they are located. Oh, I got to log in. I don't want to log in. Dang it. I try to do that seamlessly. Okay, I got to look up their Facebook page real quick to get the address. I think it's like 80. Don't guess. Just look it up and be right. Okay, Truvy Salon and Spa, which is located at, come on, God, at the mercy of this internet connection, about, I'm going to go to that, 8908, of course, 4th Street North, Unit B here in St. Petersburg. TruvySalonAndSpa.com. I'm going to check it. Open a new incognito window. Oh, they do. Okay. Sorry, Chris. You were right. I should have just went to your website. They got a new website up. Or maybe they just put it up because I heard she was doing stuff with it. Anyways, Chrissy Parker and Truvy Salon and Spa out there. 727-329-9751. And their website is TruvySalonAndSpa.com. TRUVY. SalonAndSpa.com with an and in there. And she does hair cuttings and all types of stuff. But what's been going on this week? We had the Republican National Convention wrapped up. I watched zero of it, none of that whatsoever. And last night, this is Tuesday now, so last night, Monday, was the start of the Democratic convention. And it was very entertaining, very frustrating to watch, as I'm sure you can imagine. A lot of people on Facebook said it was great, loved it. Sarah Silverman was up there. I didn't see her thing. I just saw some clips. I missed when she was funny, man. But I guess it's all relative once again because people were saying how great she was. I didn't really think so. But that's my own dumb opinion. Doesn't matter. Of course, it's always nice to see the local rags around here giving their two cents about everything. The Creative Loafing was live tweeting the whole thing. I think I'm a little harder on Creative Loafing than I probably should be. They just had one tweet. I don't know who does it. I'm assuming one of the chicks that works there, probably one of the political writers, which we all know who they're gunning for in this one, right? Come on. But one of them was, I'm going to paraphrase here. Something about if Bernie won, we'd have two old, red-faced white men who would be yelling at us for the, a couple months if Bernie had won the nomination. Now, of course, I don't really care, honestly. I really don't care. The only reason I do care is because if it were on the other foot, if you had talked about two ladies yelling at you, they would probably be upset about that. Now, I don't really care. It's whatever. And, of course, people will say, what? No, that's crazy. I wouldn't do that. But if you look at Tumblr and Twitter and the rest of the world, white dudes are not really looked highly upon these days. It's a shame. But I guess everyone's entitled to their opinion. And then I was thinking about it, too. It's like Creative Loafing is just like a culture magazine. It's not really a highly – you don't go there for political news or news in general. So it is what it is. That being said, Creative Loafing, this program, as well as a few others from Radio St. Pete, are nominated for Best of the Bay Awards. I got Homemade Broadcast is up for Best Internet Radio Show and Best Podcast. Please vote for that. That would be really neat to win. I thought I won it last year, but I did not. I got all excited when I got the, hey, you won something award. Ended up being for the Sly Bar Open Mic. Which is great. I mean, but you expected something, and this is why I don't get excited about anything. People get mad at me for not getting excited about stuff. You end up in disappointment every time because it's not what you think. But it would be nice to win it this year. There's a lot of competition out there, a lot of great podcasts too, that are here in the Tampa Bay area. So it'd be great to win, but, so please do that. I think voting goes for another few weeks yet. If you go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/HMB Radio, it's pinned to the top there. You can go vote. There was a few other weird ones. Like I got nominated for Best Concert Promoter. I don't know how that happened. Best Stand-Up Comedian. Please do not vote for me. I would get lynched by all the comics around here. I've done comedy once this year, so it's really not fair. And there's some really good ones. I'm biased a little bit, but Kyle Roos or John Jacobs would be great selections for Best Comedian this year. Cam Bertrand's another great choice. There's a lot of people who really worked hard and deserve that award. Rio Paris, another great one. So, you know, go out and vote. That would be really neat. And, yeah, thanks. Hope you do. This week on the podcast, we have a local comic, Tim C. I don't know how to say his last name, but he's going to teach it to me today, and hopefully I can remember. It's one of those commie Eastern European. There's some K's and V's and Z's in there. So he's going to teach me how to say his name. We're going to talk about comedy, amongst other things. And look for the City Hall podcast. We're recording that tomorrow. I know the mayor's going to be in there for this one. I don't know if he'll be in every time, but for the first one, he'll definitely be here. And I'm sure he'll be popping in quite frequently. The City Hall podcast we're recording tomorrow. You can hear it here on Radio St. Pete. You can hear it. I think they're going to start their own feed, and I'll probably throw it on HMB Radio's theme, too, since I'm the host of the program. That's right, folks. I am the voice of St. Petersburg. My bumbling, fumbling, dead-sounding voice will be the official voice of the City Hall podcast. I think Kevin King, the chief of staff, is going to be there. Ben Kirby, I don't know what his position is, but he's going to be there tomorrow. And we're going to talk about just keeping up with the city, things that have been going on, cool stuff. I'm sure there'll be budget talks, probably, or how they're going to spend their money, peer raise. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit of everything. We'll be doing that twice a month, and the first one will probably be released at the end of this week. When you're hearing this, probably this week sometime, I'm assuming. I don't know. So check that out. Should be cool. I'm excited to do it. I can't believe they asked me to do it, but I certainly appreciate the thought, and I'm going to do my best for you guys. I don't know much about anything, but I appreciate their faith in me. We'll make it work somehow. So I think that's it. We're just waiting for Tim to get here. Again, you didn't need to hear that. You didn't need to know. I could have just pushed pause there and moved on with the day. But Tim C., local stand-up, Tampa Bay comedian, is joining me on the Homemade broadcast this week on RadioSaintPete.com. Oh, yeah, make sure you go like the Facebook pages, Facebook.com/RadioSaintPete. And you can find me at Facebook.com/HMB Radio on Twitter, home_made_man. And Radio St. Pete is just Radio St. Pete, RadioSaintPete. We tweet a lot through that one. And, yeah, cool. Thanks. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can leave us a voicemail or a text at 813-693-2124. And you can either text or voicemail. Or I might pick up, because sometimes I get the calls and I think about answering them, and then I wuss out the last minute. But who knows? Maybe I'll talk to you. But I'd rather you just leave a message anyways, because then I can play it on air or whatever. So, all right, Tim C. Is coming up next. Tim, man, welcome.
Thanks.
Popping right in, getting started. I got you a glass of water at least.
Yeah, it's great. It's nice and cold.
Yes. I only have the best Brita purified water in this place.
The best.
No expense.
Is it on the top shelf of your fridge?
Absolutely. I keep it that way. So, Tim, what's up? You're a local stand-up in the area.
Yeah.
I don't really know much else about you. I see you twice a month at Sly Bar. That's it. No, I'm sure there's a lot to know. Don't pull a Tommy Gill on me here.
Oh, yeah?
He was, after the end of the podcast, he was like, so do you have any advice for me in case I ever do any other podcasts? I was like, were you nervous?
Yeah.
And he goes, no, not really.
Yeah, I do this all the time.
He's just not a super talkative dude, I guess, off stage.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
I hear you have to get him drunk.
Oh, yeah, you should see him drink.
Then he has a lot to say.
He just pounds him down. It's like his first time drinking every time.
Yeah. Well, he's like 22. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm turning 27 in like 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. You're a person then. Real life human being.
Yeah, that's like, I feel like 27 is like an adult.
Yeah, like mine is like 26. I think when you start at 26, that's when you're actually like, your neurons in your brain are formed fully.
Okay.
You're like who you are at that point.
Oh.
Hopefully you get a little better. But
can't get any worse.
So 27, you've been doing stand-up for how long?
Coming up on 2 years.
Okay, so you've been a wily old vet at this point.
Vet, sure.
Yeah.
It's... I still think I'm new to it. Like, I'm still learning. Obviously, I'm going to have a lot more to learn. But I feel like after, you know, your first year is just you getting comfortable on stage, just, you know, learning how to hold a mic, talking. And then, you know, 2-3 years, you're kind of like developing.
Do you still have the nerves before you go up?
Sometimes, yeah. Especially if I'm working, like, on a new bit or a new joke. You don't really know where it's going to go. You try to write as much as you can, but you don't really get feedback until...
Yeah, you're not going to know, right? Until you actually do it in front of people.
Yeah, of course.
It may make you laugh, but who knows what it's going to be that night.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, a little nerves like that. And, like bigger shows, you get a little bit of jitters. But
yeah,
for the most part, I'm pretty comfortable around the local scene.
I think that's a good thing, though. I don't think you should ever be too comfortable doing anything.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, it keeps you on edge, keeps you sharp.
Yeah, as long as you use it correctly. I mean, you don't want the edge to get the better of you where you get consumed and overwhelmed.
Right.
But if you just have that little thing in the back of your head saying, I might screw this up.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Be good.
Shit. Yeah. You need that. You need that.
Exactly. So you've been doing it 2 years. Where's the first place you started?
This little bar called, what's the name of this place? Called Flicker Bar, back in my hometown, Athens.
Athens, Georgia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It's about the size of this living room. Did it for a couple friends and, you know, some comics.
What was your first time like? Was it good, bad? I want to do this again immediately. I never want to do this again.
Yeah, well, the first time I saw my best friend do stand-up, and I seriously almost peed my pants laughing. It was so funny. I mean, just because I know the guy and, like, everything. And so first time I went up there, I had a couple of jokes. I think it went well, but I'm sure if I look back, I probably got, like, 3 laughs, and I was like, oh, this is awesome.
There's a weird, sense of power that comes with it, right? Like, you feel like you have control over an audience.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a... It's like walking the dog almost. You have to, like, lead them through your ideas and, like, all right, this is where my mind is going. See if you can follow me on that.
Have you found that doing stand-up has made you a better communicator when you're just talking to normal people?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely cut out the fill, the verbal vomit, if you will. You know, I just get right to the point, which, you know, it could be a good thing or a bad thing. Like, I'm perceived as a sarcastic a-hole more of the time, which is great. But I get to the point faster, and I feel like that helps off stage and on stage, because no one wants to listen to drivel.
No, that's very important. Right. Nobody has time for it. Well, people like talking about themselves
all the time. Too. Yeah. Yeah, so just like your voice.
Yeah, get to the point, and then let them talk about you. Yeah. That's how people like you, if you're an active listener.
Right, yeah, yeah. And not just waiting for not just waiting to say something. It's,
yeah. You know, and then you're not really paying attention. Yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So you're from Athens?
Yeah, I grew up there when I was moved from Ukraine to New York, but I don't remember that, and then right to Athens.
So you were a baby when you... came over here.
I was a toddler, 5 years old.
Do you have dual citizenship?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Do you ever get over to the Ukraine?
I've been back once. Nothing special.
Didn't like it.
I mean, it's like if Tampa had a lot more...
Ukrainian people?
True, right, yeah, yeah. If Tampa was in Ukraine, it'd be a lot like Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's like a village city kind of thing. It's like someone took a village and just plopped a bunch of tall buildings in.
Oh, just like around it type of thing?
Yeah, it's like, you know, people have farms right in the middle of the city. It's like chickens and pigs running around. And, you know, Ukrainians.
What was your parents, why did they want to come over here? Other than it being awesome.
Right. Well, that was the big one is, hey, it's awesome over here. And they fell for it. You know, classic America trick. What I was told, we were refugees. I don't really know from what.
What year was this?
94?
Where's Kosovo at?
Oh, it sounds like an island or something. Sounds nice.
Because there was that Kosovo thing with Sabinovich or whatever that Clinton bombed. That could be it.
That's a little news
to me. I don't
know
if it's in Ukraine or not. I think Kosovo's in its own area, though. I'm not sure.
It sounds like a nice, like, exotic getaway.
I kind of want to look up where Kosovo is now. This is a good thing about having a computer in front of you. You just have infinite knowledge.
Yeah.
Kosovo is next to Montenegro.
That also sounds nice.
I don't know where that is either.
It sounds like a getaway, like nice clear waters and
pull up a map.
Palm trees swaying.
Albania. It's next to Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, Croatia, and Bosnia are all.
Okay.
But I don't know where Ukraine. Oh,
Eastern
Ukraine's
Europe.
Pretty far away.
Yeah.
So you came over here from the Ukraine. I don't know how to say your name, and I want you to teach me how to do it so I can try to remember.
All right, so my full name is Timofey Gorgeyevich Chirikalov.
Chirikalov.
Chirikalov. You can roll the R, or you can say Chirikalov. Chirikalov.
It's like titty, but chitty, then call, make a phone call, and then off.
Right, yeah.
Chirikalov. Kalov.
Yeah, yeah. Or,
I got it. I got it now. That's it. Next time, I'm not calling you Tim C. If you come to Sly Bar tonight, I'm calling you Tim Chirikalov.
Yeah. which also gets it. You say that enough times, it sounds like Tim Jerkoff, which is
right
a nickname. I
of course,
I mean, his last name or not, it was fitting.
And they can do kids can do anything with any name. It doesn't even matter how bad it is. Exactly. I mean, mine's pretty bad too, Kuntz, and it's spelled Kunz. So you can imagine where they went with mine.
Yeah.
So it was middle school was a lot of fun for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got here to New York, moved to Athens. What do your parents do?
My mom is a cosmetologist. It's a fancier name for hairstylist. And my dad just got a new job actually at like a local hospital, like as like a repair guy or the maintenance guy or something.
Okay,
the hospital handyman.
Yeah. Are they like Americans now, or are they still old country-ish?
I think my mom's definitely a citizen. I think my dad's also a citizen, but they definitely have like an accent. Like they're foreign American.
But, I mean, like, you are, like, an American dude.
Yeah, I was raised here.
I wouldn't even know if you didn't. I mean, your name, your last name kind of gives it away a little bit.
Right.
But other than that, you're just like a normal dude.
Yeah, well, I feel like that, I mean, the only stipulation is I don't have brown skin or an accent. That's the only.
You're not American. Are they darker over there? Are Ukrainians dark? I kind of thought they were like blonde-haired, like supermodels.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're either like really like the way, there's no in between. You're either beautiful or hideous.
Yeah. I noticed that with like it seems like Russians, which I guess would make sense. Yeah. Like they hit 40 and all of a sudden they shrink 6 inches, gain 100 pounds, and wear scarves around their necks.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
But up until that point, they're some of the most beautiful people on the planet.
Yeah. It's like there's puberty and then you hit that stage. I don't know what name for it is yet, but that's
second puberty.
Right. Yeah. The second puberty. The dreaded
second puberty. The not good one. Yeah. You don't want to get there.
You want to make it to America before then. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I won't let you in.
Marry a football player or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So was it just you and your parents, or did you have...
My mom was pregnant with my brother on the flight over, which is, you know, it's probably great for pregnancies. It's 13-hour flights full of turbulence.
Sure.
And then my dad came a few years after that, and now we're here. And I've got my mom's side, her family. They were actually the first. They were like the pioneers. They dipped their toes in the American water first, and then they're like, oh, it's great over here. Come on over. I was like, all right,
sounds good. I'm always amazed with that, how, like, people just leave. Because it's different. I mean, people around the world, there's different cultures. And then being from a certain culture, you just head over, you're totally thrown into this new thing, and you kind of have to adapt and become, I think they used to anyways. Your parents probably did. Now, not so much, I don't think. It seems like they're just like, we want our own section. We want Chinatown here. Right. We want Russiatown over here.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how, like, big cities still have their own, like, separate pockets.
Yeah, totally. Like,
yeah, we're in America, but we're still going to be Chinese.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to be Chinese here. So you'll feel weird when you come over here.
We're going to set up camp.
Yeah.
Just know that we eat dogs over here. I don't know.
It's our culture, and you have to respect it. It's like Indian reservations. It's like it's its own
Well, that's a whole separate. They were here first.
Right.
So, and now they have reservations. Like, all right. That's like the VIP section of the club.
Yeah, they got casinos, though.
Right, yeah, they got something out of it.
Well, actually, not really. I think only like 3 or 4 tribes or something got casinos. Most of them are screwed.
Yeah.
Can't do anything.
Right.
Like Cherokee, I don't think they have anything. And those are probably like the most well-known.
They have a Jeep.
Yeah, that's cool. They got a Jeep named after them. Jeeps are cool. Everybody loves those. All terrain.
Pretty much even.
Yeah. It's a good trade.
We're cool, right? Here's it.
So what made you want to try stand-up?
I've been a fan of comedy since I can remember. Like, I would come home from middle school, high school, like, and just search TV or YouTube just for just newest stand-up, you know.
Who were, like, your biggest influences?
My dad, one time we were like on this in the car, and he played George Carlin when I was little. And that like changed my life.
So your dad was pretty hip then, if he's listening to Carlin.
That was big. Like it wasn't like comedy was going on. Like I was always trying to find some comedy, but he put it on like on his own. Like he was also listening to like weird Russian foreign music. Yeah,
he made a mixtape. It was like traditional Ukrainian tunes, and then you throw in a Carlin bit.
He
just got Napster or LimeWire or whatever.
Oh, he did. Oh, he's big. He's
just making CDs.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm downloading everything. Yeah, I thought it was George Tchetchenkov, but this guy's good.
Yeah.
That was my Ukrainian impression.
Yeah, it's
they all sound the same.
You know, there's a lot of in the R rolling and throaty.
Sure.
Loogies.
Yeah. All my impressions sound Jamaican, no matter what I'm doing. I'm just not good impressions.
That's good.
People get the gist.
Let's hear Jamaican.
Hey, boy! And that just sounds like a white guy trying to do an accent. It doesn't even sound close.
That's kind of, you know.
Blood clot.
Hey, boy.
What? Hey, boy.
Why are you calling boy?
I'm doing an impression, right? I used to do that. There used to be this Jamaican girl in one of my art classes. Huh. And every time she would come in, I would do the Jamaican accent to her. And she would laugh. She was a good sport.
Sure.
But then she says, if you ever go to Jamaica, don't. Do that accent. I was like, oh, really? Why? They'll murder you. They will kill you. And I was like, oh, jeez. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, that's probably good advice. You ever been in Jamaica?
I haven't.
Oh.
I would like to go because I hear it's very beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, really impoverished, and right. you have to stay on the coast, pretty much. You don't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
The rest of the world scares me at this point. With what I see on the news, I don't really want to go anywhere
right.
anymore.
Right.
I mean, I'll go to the United States, tour around there, maybe Canada, swing through there.
Sure, yeah. Visit.
See what's going on. I don't. But anywhere else, I don't think I'd want to go right now.
No,
New
really?
Zealand I'd go to, or Iceland. That seems
yeah.
like it'd be okay.
Yeah.
Anywhere else, that's it.
Why don't you check out Spain? I feel like Spain would be kind of...
Not now, dude.
That's
it's dangerous over
Spain?
There.
Spain?
I think so. Didn't they just have some terrorist thing happen?
You're talking about France. They get confused all the time, I'm sure.
Well, I know, yeah, France has one a day now, along with Germany.
It's like America.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's great. There's just as much crap going on here than anywhere else.
Yeah,
it's like,
oh,
I'm good here. I'm good here.
Like Chicago, maybe, or, you know, St. Louis in the hoods like that.
Right.
But maybe it's the same thing in Spain. Maybe there's just certain neighborhoods or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't trust it right now. The world's too crazy. I'm afraid.
Okay.
I listen to the media too much and read too much stuff.
Mm. There you go.
You're not afraid to travel the world right now?
I don't have the funds to do it even if I wanted to.
But if you did, say money wasn't... I don't either, so that's another thing. Keep me
I think I would.
You would?
I'd definitely... Like, Iceland, New Zealand, those are... Sound like green places with trees and lots of stuff to frolic through.
My friends went to Iceland in, like, November. I was like, why are you going now? They're like, well, we got a flight for, like, $300. I'm like, yeah, because it's, like, dead of winter. It's the North Pole up there.
Yeah.
And they said it was very beautiful and everything, but
was it cold?
Quite cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine.
They said it was cold because we went to Chicago in November the year before.
Right.
I'd never experienced cold like that my life. That was shocking.
Yeah.
I remember I had on, when I took the flight, I just had jeans and boat shoes with no socks and just a flannel.
Mm.
And they opened the door to the plane.
Yeah.
And the air came rushing in and hit my ankles, and I was like, "Oh,
maybe right in the ankles, huh?"
It was literally like walking into a walk-in freezer.
Cover up the ankles, man.
I did. I had to change in the airport. I had to almost get nude.
What?
In the airport?
You just put on socks?
No, I had to put on like a shirt and like extra pants. I had to put on long johns because I packed those.
Mm.
And I could have went to the bathroom, but instead they just made
right
a wall
there.
Around me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just got nude.
Like remember, like when you go to the beach and. Your mom has to
put the towel up, right, because you got to change out of your skibbies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good old mom.
Skibbies. Skibbies. My skibbies are dirty.
Have you been, I don't know if it's, have you experienced cold like that? I mean, Georgia's not really that cold.
Georgia doesn't really. We had like an ice storm that lasted for like a week. We actually got a big ice storm in March a couple years ago, like first day of March. It's supposed to be spring. It's covered in ice and snow.
That North Georgia, Athens.
Right.
So it's a little up there. Some little bit of mountains residue left over in there.
Ukraine. That's
cold.
You know, Russia.
Yeah.
It's known for.
But you haven't been there when it's cold like that.
No, not besides being little. Like I remember walking through like feet and feet of snow.
That's crazy.
But it's like that fluffy, like real snow,
mm-hmm.
not the slush that
not ice. Yeah.
Georgia gets right.
Right. Right. Right.
That's why.
It's
kind of fun. I miss being able to just go outside in the snow and throw it. You can't throw... I mean, I guess you could. You could throw rocks at people, but it's not really the same thing. You can't get away with that.
Right.
You can literally just go out and make a snowball and just hit your neighbor.
Yeah.
Like, and just run away.
Right? And just give him a little point.
Yeah, exactly.
His nose is gushing blood because
you
hit him in the face.
It's all in good fun.
Yeah.
You can get away with stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like you can just assault people, and it's all good fun.
Yeah. It's perfect.
I just forgot what I was going to ask you. It popped out of my head.
Mm.
So you started in Georgia doing stand-up in Athens.
Yeah.
And then when did you move down here to Tampa?
I moved last February.
Oh, so you're pretty new here then.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been here a little over a year.
Uh-huh. And what brought you down this way?
It's a funny story. I graduated college, and I'm walking around like the career fair thing they set up for, you know, fresh meat, and this company hired me, this tool company. They're like, hey, we got a job for you. Only thing is, you gotta move to Tampa.
Okay, done. I'm there.
It's like, all right, well, I mean, was like, yeah, we'll give you like this moving bonus. You'll have like, it was actually a pretty sweet guy because his salary had a company truck and a phone.
Doing what?
Sales.
Oh, okay.
It was this Milwaukee,
uh-huh.
Milwaukee Tools.
Sure.
Maybe you've seen like, they have like red Ford F-150 that says Milwaukee. I thought it was a beer company, honestly.
Milwaukee's best, yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so yeah. I go on the interview, I was like, you guys sell tools? I thought it was like, yeah, I don't know.
I thought you sold beer.
Yeah, exactly.
And you still got the job anyways.
Right, yeah. And so they're like, all right, yeah, so move to Tampa.
So what do you do? Just like go to Home Depot and be like, hey,
exactly,
guys,
exactly. Well, first day on the job, I meet my trainer. And they're like, hey, yeah, we're going to go pick up your, you know, uniform and make your business cards and all, you know, do all this stuff and do your drug test. Da, da, da. I smoked a bowl on the way down with my parents right behind me. I hope they're not listening. But Well, I guess it doesn't matter because long story short is I got fired the first day. Signed my lease, signed all this stuff.
No.
And so, yeah, I get back.
Because of the drug test?
I was like, yeah, well, I don't even know if I failed the drug test. I told my friend earlier, I was like, I hope there's not a drug test. They're like, oh, no, it happened to my friend, too. Just tell them that you smoked some weed, and they'll be cool with it. Maybe they'll
let it
slide. That's
a terrible idea.
It's so stupid.
That is the worst thing you could possibly say.
I was like, yeah, of course. Honestly,
they'll probably be cool with it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly what I thought.
Just weed.
Right. And they're like, no, you idiot. Dude, it's still federally illegal.
So what did you? I mean, you signed a lease down here. You
signed a lease.
Having this job down here.
Put my security deposit in. I mean, my parents really helped me out. So they're like, "Yo, here's a couple thousand. You'll pay us back with the salary check, right?" So yeah, totally.
And yeah, just sell some weed.
Exactly.
Of course.
Right. So didn't get the job. Came back to my parents. I was like, yeah, I failed the drug." They're like, "What? What?" So it was pretty low moment. But you know, made it through. Sold some cars. That sucks.
Is that what you're doing now?
No, thank God. I've been fired from all of my jobs. That one being one of them as well. Like literally every job I've ever had, I've been fired from.
Yeah, I think restaurants and like sales in general are high turnover.
No, yeah, for sure.
So what are you doing now for work?
Now I work at a this local bar. Not even actually this local. It's a fly bar and restaurant down in downtown Tampa.
Yep.
It's a cool spot. Like they don't have like a morning shift, so I can sleep in every day.
That's good. I mean.
The biggest perk.
For being a comic, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's a cool spot. Like, people are cool. It's not really hard work. Money's decent.
Is it just, like, serving?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so they're, like, flexible with me. They know I'm doing some comedy stuff.
That's a good... a lot of guys and ladies that roll through here, not so much the ladies. Ladies seem to be more responsible with this stuff. But
with
nobody
what?
Has with, nobody
Podcast?
Has a job.
Oh. Yeah, well,
I don't know
jobs
how,
suck, man.
I know, they're terrible, but you still have to do something. I was not yelling at John, but kind of giving him a pep talk the other week because what do you do with your day? Aren't you bored? Like, didn't you want to, like, make a few bucks while you're bored?
Yeah.
And I know he just doesn't want to work. He just doesn't.
Who does?
Exactly.
I found stuff, like, I'm like the dog walker in my neighborhood.
Just like, picking up extra cash, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I don't even have to leave the complex.
Just yep.
Go sit on someone's couch and make sure the cat doesn't die, really.
Right. And that's smart.
Yeah.
That's what you should be doing.
Pet sitting, it's great.
Make some beer money, some weed money or whatever.
Sure, exactly.
Did you learn your lesson or you still smoke pot, too?
I did go on like a hiatus and quit for a while. I like really aligned it. But every now and then I'll indulge. I'm trying to cut back a lot.
I think I smoked pot at the bar the other night.
Oh, did you?
I barely remember it.
You got like... Roofing.
Well, I was pretty.
I noticed
knocked a few back.
Your vape pen is that? Is there any?
No, that's just the e-cig.
Oh,
for,
so it's like tobacco, not.
Yeah, just to stop smoking. Although that thing, I hit more than smoking cigarettes.
Right.
So I pretty much go through one of those a day, and they're like disposable ones. They're like $4 a piece.
Right.
So that's what $120 a month that I'm spending on stupid e-cigarettes.
Jeez, yeah.
And I did it because I stopped smoking, not only because I wanted to stop smoking, but to save money. And I'm probably spending way more.
Yeah, probably.
Because I can make a pack of cigarettes last like 4 days. And that's like $7.
See, I can never get into... I smoked my first cigarette like just a couple weeks ago when I was in New York. And like, it's all right. But like, my brother's big into vaping and cigarettes. And
does he have the big rig?
Yeah.
It's like,
the
those
rig.
Things are the worst.
So, and like,
I hate him.
Listening to him and my cousin like together because they're both... Vape heads. I don't know whatever the hell they're called.
Vape heads.
Vape heads, sure. Vapors.
Yikes.
More like fags, am I right? Anyway. So they're like talking about the rig and like taking it apart and like, you got to change my coils. I got to get, you know, do this. It sounds like they're taking apart an engine or something. It's really.
Yeah. It's really a bizarre subculture. It's really like. I feel like I look down on those people. I don't really know why, but
like a big cloud. Like, look at all the smoke. I feel like it's just they need like some attention. Like, people aren't looking enough in their direction. So,
well, they're too proud.
That's true.
They're a very proud group of people too, which bugs me. Like, I don't know. I don't know why people are proud of any group. Period. Yeah. Like, whether you know, you have gay pride, you have black pride, white pride. Why?
What are you proud? Yeah, you didn't accomplish anything.
There's no sort of, you just have to be something. You just have to be that certain, you know, creed or race, and then you can be in the club.
Right,
you didn't have to do anything. I think it was Jorge who was talking about how proud Cubans are and how he hates them.
Proud. Yeah. It's like you didn't pick to be Cuban.
Right.
But I'm proud. Whatever.
I mean, I guess you can be proud. But it just seems like...
I feel like if you don't have any control of... Like, if you didn't accomplish anything besides just luck of the draw, then you don't really have...
Like CrossFit, for instance. They're proud people. But in their defense, most of those people are really put together and bust their behinds and to make a product, which is their body. So that's something to be proud of.
Sure.
They're annoying.
But they're super annoying. But I feel like that, like... I like watch these like CrossFit shows or competitions, and they're just like pushing barrels down a field, and like climbing, like, for what? Like, I get it. You're athletic, and you're ripped, and you got all these muscles.
I think
just
it's
to push around tires, and
I think it's just like something to. It's almost like a game. Like, you're pushing around. You're being the fastest at pushing this tire. Or, so
you
know,
think they could like put him on a construction site and like, hey, who's the best builder? Build a building.
Yeah.
Use your.
You don't see like construction workers are jacked. The guy down here, two doors down from me, he's like an old guy. He's like 50, but he's ripped and he doesn't work out. He just, you know, works moving bags of concrete.
That was
all day.
CrossFit back in the day. Like,
I always wondered that too. Like when you see Michelangelo sculptures and they're all like super ripped and jacked.
Yeah.
That's probably what everybody looked like back then. Because they're all, like, moving rocks, and, you know.
Their CrossFit was, like, fighting tigers.
Yeah.
not dying.
Right. Chopping marble. That's got to be even hard. Michelangelo was probably jacked just from hitting a chisel and hammer against this hard marble.
Probably, yeah.
It's ripped.
Yeah, you get ripped from sculpting a ripped guy.
Definitely. No doubt about it. It's nice. It's a cool thing to think about, you know.
Yeah, sure.
So what do you, your end goal, I guess, is to become a stand-up. What's your, like, five-year plan with comedy?
I'd like to, well, my one-year plan is to leave Tampa. I'd like to...
Where do you want
to
go, though?
I'd like to not have a job and just do this. Like, I mean, I love stand-up. I love telling jokes. I love thinking of silly stuff.
I guess you couldn't do that here. I feel like the mistake that people make, though, is they're like, I'm going to go to New York.
Right.
Where if you're not really anybody here, you're definitely not going to be anybody over there. You have to, like, become the big fish in a small pond here, I think, before you can make that leap.
I think you're right, yeah. So I feel like Tampa, are you on, like, a time budget?
Yeah, we're about to wrap up here.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, I feel like Tampa's a great starter city. You know, I've been here for a year, year and a half. We're probably going to push it for another year. As much of it as I can. Like, I'm still learning, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then kind of go to a bigger pond. You know, the biggest pond would be New York.
New York or L.A., that's where you got to end up, I think, for standard.
Sure, yeah.
You got any shows coming up or anything?
I'm doing Sly Bar tonight.
Oh, okay, cool.
We're seeing a little bit, yeah.
So this won't come out till next week, though, so they're probably going to miss that one, unfortunately.
Oh, shucks.
But no other shows coming up. What's your social media?
You can follow me on Twitter at Is That Tim C.
No Instagram, Facebook, none of that?
I've got Facebook, yeah, but I don't want a bunch of strangers adding me on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know why comics do that. Just follow him on Twitter.
Sure.
Is That Tim C? You can follow me, home_made_man. Tim, appreciate you coming in. I'd like to do extra time, but we've got to go to
sure.
Sly Bar.
This is fun, yeah.
So you'll come back again?
Yeah, for sure.
Very good.
Thanks
Tim C, ladies and gentlemen. Follow the Homemade Broadcast at facebook.com/HMB Radio and HMBRadio.com. Have a great week. Enjoy it. Go vote in Best of the Bay stupid Facebook notifications. All right. Talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.